The Bush administration is committed to spending time and effort toward Middle East peace, but the president is determined not to let it overshadow domestic policy. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Democrats have criticized President Bush for not being forceful enough in bringing Arabs and Israelis together. Does he seem committed to using personal diplomacy to work on peace in the Middle East?
It's hard to tell. As you said earlier, there is this summit of sorts with Egypt and Jordan, and the president on Friday said he might meet with Sharon and Abbas, but that is certainly not set. He's going to make a swing at it. He's made a commitment to Prime Minister Tony Blair, who certainly went out on a limb for him for the Iraq war, to try to do something about peace in the Middle East because it's causing so much trouble throughout the Arab world, the situation of the Palestinians. But it's clear that the administration stays focused on other nations in the region. There were reports yesterday that there's talk of destabilizing the Iranian regime. When various members of the intelligence committees were asked about it on television yesterday, no one refuted that. And now the White House spokesman has said the policy toward Iran has not changed. But there is still lots of talk about other countries in the Middle East. And the administration wants to make it very clear that it's not spending all of its time on foreign policy, that it's trying to deal with the economy as well. And, of course, that's what the big tax bill passed last week was all about.
Yeah, Congress left for Memorial Day recess having approved a large part of the president's tax plan. Does that go down as a win for George Bush?
Sure it does. He got stuff in that bill that everyone said he couldn't get, mainly the dividend, the cut on dividend taxes. It is smaller than he had asked for, but it's really the size he had asked for initially before he doubled the size of it to begin with. And he got it very fast, which is a boon for him. And of course, we have no idea what's in this tax bill because it was so fast. The president plans to sign it this week and hope that that soon rebates on child care credits and lesser withholding will start to make people realize that they've got more money in their pockets, start spending it, and get the economy going before next year's election. But the main thing it does is show people that he's doing something.
Well, even Republicans had been balking at various aspects of the bill. What made them go along?
Because it works for them. If the president's strong, they're strong. It's the same thing that you saw happening with Democrats who were very upset with Bill Clinton at various times in his presidency, but they kept supporting him because they thought it worked for them. And similarly with George Bush the First, when he had a Democratic Congress and he would veto bills that Republicans had voted for the first time around, they would vote to sustain the president's veto because, again, it worked for them to have a strong president. It wasn't until the very end of the first George Bush's presidency that a veto was overridden. And by then, he was very weak already, and the Republicans knew it.
What happens if the tax bill does not stimulate the economy?
Well, that's a problem for the president, isn't it? He is certainly trying to shore up everything he can. He's out this week on another huge number of fundraising trips, and the Republicans do seem to be having a big financial advantage going into this election. But the president will have a problem if the economy is bad. I think the congressional Republicans, interestingly enough, still look pretty solid. But don't forget, the economy is not the only equation in this coming election. There is terrorism still on the screen. We've had an orange alert this week. It's likely to go back down. But there is always this question of what's happening in terms of security as well as what's happening in terms of the economy.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.